Hi.
That was a great show. Thanks for coming with me. Want to stay for some coffee? Or a nightcap? Yeah? Great. But just before I get the machine out, I want to say something. Just to let you know how much our friendship means. So, look, you know I love your company, right? You make me laugh. You really try to understand my point of view. You think I'm intelligent, smart, interesting to talk to. And the feeling is reciprocated. I can talk to you for hours, and sometimes that's exactly what happens. A couple of hours can go by, and one of us will suddenly realize we're late for an appointment. And for me, the most impressive thing is how you listen to me. I mean, really listen. It's not just a performance on your part, not just a ploy, just to get inside my panties. You don't flirt, make innuendos, or touch me inappropriately. You're different. You make me feel seen and heard. Like whatever I'm saying is the most interesting thing in the world. So many guys know how to go through the motions of paying attention. They laugh at my jokes. They nod in all the right places. They say, interesting. That's so funny. But it's all an act. All for show. They're like fucking robots.
Stepford husbands.
Sometimes I don't feel like they're thinking beings at all. Unless you count the penis as the brain. And I don't mean it controls the brain. No. It actually is the brain, the only working organ in the body. Anyway, enough of those fools. With you, I never catch a hint of that kind of fakery. You're so into finding out and understanding what I think. And a girl needs that. But lately, I've been wishing, hoping even, that occasionally there's some kind of ulterior motive there. Is that wrong of me? To hope that behind all of the loving attention you give me, there are thoughts of desire that images sometimes flash through your mind, or what I would look like naked, how my breasts look, whether I'm shaved, you know, down there. It would please me so much if, despite all of your best efforts to be kind, considerate, respectful, underneath it all, you just wanna fuck my fucking brains out. To see me riding you as you lie flat on the bed, with me on top of you, arching my back, thrusting my cunt down on your cock. Or maybe you've had an impure thought or two about my ass. My gorgeous fucking rump, round, smooth, waiting to be kneaded, begging to be pulled open so that you can slam into me from behind and take me like a fucking dog.
Oh my god, where did that come from? I mean, that took me totally by surprise. I'm sorry, that was a lot to take.
It's just, well, to put it bluntly, I've been really horny lately. Been thinking a lot about you, wondering how you'd be as a lover, thinking how fabulous it would be to impale myself on you, how you'd moan, and what other sounds you'd make as we made love. How you'd alternate tenderness and erotic teasing with your animalistic, primal side to you, thrusting into me as you roared in joy. Move closer to you?
Sure.
Wow. You've got this very intense look on your face. Your body is giving off some very strong vibrations. I can feel and almost smell the heat coming off you. That lust I feel. It's stirring in you too, isn't it? What's that? It's been there all along. Oh, you gorgeous man. I really had no idea. You concealed it very well. Why didn't you ever say something? Come here. Look at you. You're trembling. Fuck. That's so arousing to see your body shake with desire for me. Get those fucking jeans off. Oh, God. I need to be out of these clothes. Quick, come into my bedroom. I want to recreate that image I had of me riding you. Get on that fucking bed. Oh, fuck. I don't believe it. I'm sopping. My cunt is swimming. This never happens. I usually love extended foreplay. But right now, I just feel like I'm
One big fucking hole, aching to be filled by you. Oh, God. Are you ready for me? Please, baby. I need to feel you. Oh, Jesus. You feel so hard. Oh. No, it's all right. You won't hurt me. Or if you do, it will hurt so good. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Is that your head? Just nudging at my entrance. Yes. Yes. Don't tease me. Just ease it into me. Oh, shit. You feel amazing. I've made you really hard today. I'm so happy I could do that. Let me squeeze you. I love clenching a man's cock when I'm sitting on top of him.
Hey, I can do my kegels and pleasure you at the same time.
My soft inside, making just little throbbing movements, caressing your dick as it sits inside me.
Fuck.
That's good. God. Feels so good. Do it again. Fuck me. Don't respect me. Don't care for me. Just slam that hard fucking cock into me. Fuck. God. Oh, fuck. Drain me like a little cum slut. Just fucking shoot that load. I know your balls must be bursting with all that sweet, sticky cream. I need it. Come on, bump it in your little whore. Please. Yes. I feel you floating in my insides. Let it go. Make me your fucking mess. There you go. Good boy. You needed that, didn't you? It felt really good. Feeling you go off like that. Feeling your cum squirt into me. And I know we didn't clarify this, but I am on birth control. So, can I ask a question? Yeah? How long is your recovery time?
I mean, when will you be ready to take me again? Soon? Good. Because I need more dick. If I do this, just reach down and fondle your balls. Does that help? Look into my lovely eyes as I'm running my hands over that tight ball sack. Aren't I beautiful? That feels good, doesn't it, my love?
Oh, it seems to be working.
I can feel you staring down there. Put it into me while it's still soft. I want to feel you grow hard in me. How about I bend over? There. You like that? Fuck. I always feel so sexy when I bend over for a man. Like a French whore in an old-time brothel. Naked. Exposing my ass. Letting my client see everything I have to offer him. Vulnerable. Expectant. Waiting. With trust and desire. To be penetrated. Come on, slip inside me. Come into my soft, wet cunt. You still think you're soft, but I can feel you growing. I love this feeling, bent over, my man behind. His hands roaming over my cheeks, kneading my rump, pulling me open. As he stretches my cheeks out and starts to move in me. Yes. You're getting harder. Oh, fuck. Let me thrust back on you. Oh God. That feels so good. Me pushing back on you. While you just stand there, immobile. Letting me do all the work. I feel like I'm your little French whore, servicing her favorite client, the one who spoils her, who pays extra for her, the one he wants all to himself, because her cunt feels so unique. As it presses on him, so tight, as it slips up and down his cock. She's his sweet one, his special girl. Am I your special girl? Do you want me all to yourself? Well, then fucking show me. Show me how much you want me. Go on. Fuck me. Oh God. Oh.
toes. Oh, are those your fingers? Oh my god. Oh yeah. Keep your arm under me. Oh, it feels so good to have you flicking me, rubbing me. Your fingers on my clit. Your cock in my cunt. I've dreamed of something like this for ages. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Slam that fucking cock in me. Oh, babe. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Make me a fucking mess. Amazing. I've been so ready for you for so long. So I really needed that. And I never let my submissive side out so freely. But I love the thought of being your slut. Your whore. Of you using me. However it pleased you. It was so glorious to submit to you. I respect you so much that having you penetrate me from behind, well, it brought out all those whorish longings in me. That was wonderful. I'm so happy that we finally fucked.